Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, service, family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible episode, if you will, number 302. And by the way, we're entering into the standing between the living and the dead service number, episode number, if you will, 497. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold and many blessings you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Lord, help us to rest in your Holy Word regarding prayer. You gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, we do not win the battles of life without you and your power in praying to you. So, Lord, help us in the words of Whitney Houston's song, Look to You. For we know that all power is in your hands, is not in the hands of the government or man or anybody else. Lord, help us to rest in your Holy Word. You said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, even in the midst of tribulation and trouble. We must look to you. Lord, you're the only somebody, if you will, Lord, that can keep us level and untroubled in the rocky seas of life. You said, pray without ceasing. You said, pray always. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, my faith and trust is in you. Lord, help everybody under the sound of my voice to get there. We thank you, Lord, for the thousands who listen into these podcasts, Lord, all around the world. Lord, I'm amazed at how many people listen in the United States, Russia, Ireland, Great Britain, Ghana, and all around the world, in every country of the world. Thank you for this technology. Thank you for what you have done with it. Only you know. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And I praise you and I thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, life, mental, physical, protection, and provision, financial and material. My faith looks up to you, as the old saints used to say. Lord God in heaven, continue to have mercy and grace upon us. Fit us for your use and for your receiving of your holy word. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, our sin of faithlessness and doubt, pride, stubbornness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit. Lord, whatever the sin is, help people to confess their sins and repent and to turn from their evil ways. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins as we from our hearts forgive those who've sinned against us based upon the solid work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas out of everybody's life under the sound of my voice, in the family, outside of the family, everybody who names the name of Christ, every ministry, every church, Lord, people who have that issue in their lives, Lord, we pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. And Lord, we pray that you would cast out the sins that these spirits, these demonic spirits, produce. Pride, stubbornness, and rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage. Lord, deliver us all day long from all of that foolishness. And place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, the wall of your holy fire, and help us, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God. Help us to resist the devil, that he flee from us. And Lord, help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, even throughout this day. And help us to resist the devil, that he flee from us in a very real sense. And Lord, help us to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, for the spirit is willing, as you told us, but the flesh is weak. And Holy Father God, I pray that you'll help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you in perfect peace. Stayed on you and receive your perfect peace. And pray without ceasing throughout this day. Lord, we pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the globe. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil throughout this day. And Lord, I pray that you will indeed deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Help us, Holy Father God, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. Get back to you, our first love, and Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost. As we read your holy word today, as we preach your holy gospel today, we pray for the revival of the saved. We pray, Lord, for the healing of the sick. We pray, Lord, for the comfort of the grieving all around the world, in this nation, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would bless and protect, Lord, our family from ourselves. And Lord, I pray the same for other Christian families. Protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Lord, we pray that you deliver us today from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares, worries, and anxieties, troubles, problems, and fears. Fill our hearts and our spirits and minds with your peace that passeth all understanding, and your joy unspeakable. And Lord, help us to look to you, and help us to help me personally, and help others who are in your service to give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I pray also, Lord, that you deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, deliver us also from all of our spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, for those who are still dealing with that, and student progress problems for those who are going through or trying to go through. And Lord, I pray that you'll help everybody to be successful. We pray, Lord, for the millions who are facing housing crisis, food crisis, utilities crisis, and medical crisis. Deliver them and provide for them and help them as only you can all around the world. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding. And your joy unspeakable, grant me your energy, your strength, and grant all of us your energy and your strength. Lord, your unction and your anointing and your freedom and your liberty and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to comprehend it, to understand it, to apply it to our lives, to love it, to cherish it, to share it with others, and to preach and to proclaim your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God," at 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoco, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had grooves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield, went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me, and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all of the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of a keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath, by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that has come up. Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shaaraim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, Inquire thou whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou, thou young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you so much for your holy word. And how it has stirred my faith even more. And it is amazing, wherever you lead us to read your holy word, it does something in our heart for those of us who are truly saved and born again for that day and for the rest of our lives. I give you the glory, I give you the praise, and I give you the honor. Thank you for this privilege. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16,
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.